Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, the founder of the Vanguard Group, John Bogle, tells us what he thinks is right and wrong with mutual funds and American capitalism today. The legendary John Bogle on tomorrow's show. But right now, all anyone seems to want to talk about is Kathy Black, Mayor Bloomberg's pick for schools chancellor. I was at an event last night with a lot of people in business and education, and folks kept coming up to me either to denounce the horror of appointing an unqualified person to run the school system or because they knew Kathy Black and wanted to say how great a manager and wonderful a person she is. No one came up to me last night to rail about the deficit commission or the election or anything. It was all Kathy Black, the pros and cons with equal certainty of conviction. Now, when Joel Klein, the outgoing chancellor, was named in 2002, he too needed a waiver from the state education department because he too did not have the required 3 years experience in education or certification in the field. But there was not this outcry. Javier Hernandez wrote up a comparison of the two moments in the New York Times yesterday, and he joins me now. Hi, Javier. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be here.
Your headline is, Bloomberg's case for one school's chancellor may weaken a bid for another. Why might that be the case?
Well, the mayor 8 years ago made a very long case, a five-page letter to the state saying why Joel Klein should be chancellor. And at that time, it seemed a little strange. You know, this was a man who had come from the Justice Department, who had been a media executive and didn't have a lot of interaction with the public school system. But compared with Kathy Black, as we're seeing today, his case back then might have been easier. Joel had served in government. He had experience as a lawyer working with unions. The mayor actually, in the letter, said that he thought a chancellor should have a deep understanding of labor law and an ability to negotiate with unions. Kathy Black doesn't really, as far as we can tell, have much of that experience at all. Her staff force at Hearst is actually non-unionized, and you know, she's not a product herself of public schools, as Joel Klein was. So the case, it seems, on the surface at least, is going to be much more strained. That's what the mayor's people are working on right now, and as they prepare to submit this letter to the state this week.
So, listeners, if you're one of those people who knows almost nothing about Kathy Black but feels so strongly that either the mayor should get his chance to appoint who he wants, or that this is absolutely wrong and you're signing one of these petitions that are going around up to the State Education Commissioner's office, call us up and have your say. We're going to keep each of you brief for the moment, but why do you feel strongly about this, if you feel strongly about this? Because comments are just pouring in on this mayoral appointee. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We also, by the way, have a blog post on this from Bloomberg biographer Joyce Pernick on our politics site. It's freecountry.org, so those of you who like to read Joyce Pernick might want to check that out at itsafreecountry.org. But 212-433-WNYC, if you are one of those folks who feels strongly pro or con Kathy Black. Javier, going down the list of comparisons in your article, you just mentioned a couple of them. One of Bloomberg's arguments for the waiver for Klein in 2002 was Klein's ability to negotiate with unions. He had done that before. He argued that Klein had long experience working with a diverse group of stakeholders. What had he done that fit that description?
Well, the mayor made the argument that Klein was an executive at Bertelsmann, which is a German media company, and there there's an interesting part in the letter where he argues that because of the international nature of that company and it was spread all across the world, Klein really had a role in bringing people together and trying to build consensus and overcoming cultural barriers and things like that. Kathy Black, on the other hand, as far as we can tell, hasn't really ventured outside of media all that much. She's even been called the First Lady of American magazines for her role at Hearst and before that at USA Today. So she's really a single field kind of person. Klein is kind of he's been jumping around between different fields and different industries for much of his career.
You also note that Bloomberg argued in 2002 that Klein's upbringing and childhood experiences mattered. He grew up poor in New York City. He attended public schools. He had that ingrained love of public schools, even if he wanted to come in and be a change agent. What about Kathy Black?
Well, she grew up in Chicago and attended Catholic schools there, and her children actually attended private boarding schools in Connecticut. So I think that shouldn't be underestimated. I think a lot of what Klein was able to, the reason the state gave him a waiver was partly because of his compelling narrative of his life story. You know, it doesn't hurt when you're trying to convince skeptics that, you know, a former Justice Department prosecutor should run a school system. It doesn't hurt that he grew up himself in public housing and attended Queens local schools and even returned there when he was a little bit older to teach math to sixth graders, however brief it was. You know, that sort of a personal narrative, I think, helped push him over the edge.
David in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Why do you feel strongly about this?
I think that I feel strongly about it because it's exactly the fact that Klein, the mayor requested a waiver for Klein and received that waiver, and then we've had 8 years of Klein, and the results that Klein has produced indicate that, no, what we need is an educator, not somebody from outside. The reason those regulations are there are for a reason, and our children need someone who is trained in the education system.
Thank you. So you think, Javier, that it's Klein's unpopularity with certain groups of parents and teachers is backfiring on Kathy Black without her being directly responsible for it?
I think partly. I think it's also anger at the mayor's process of selecting her. He obviously kept it secret for a long time until the very day of her announcement, and I think that rubbed people the wrong way. But it'll be interesting. You know, the mayor's trying to make the case that, much like he did for himself in 2008 when he was trying to run for a third term, that Ms. Black's business experience is needed in a time of economic uncertainty. And managing a system where there are more than 130,000 employees, 1.1 million school children, really requires the kind of business sensibilities that you only get from running a major corporation.
George in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi. I think the problem is that there's enough of the city has become thoroughly disgusted with the mayor's manipulation of the system by way of his wealth. We're still wiping the spit off our face from the term limits battle in 2008. And he does this again. And it's got to stop. And it won't be allowed. And he had better understand that. Thank you.
Thank you. This does. It has to do with the mayor's sense of entitlement. Right, Javier? This is term limits coming back to bite him exactly the way George put it. This is Joel Klein's lack of touchy-feely relations, you know, with failing to cultivate a lot of parents and teachers onto his side, even as he's made a lot of changes that experts say have been good for the schools, coming back to haunt the mayor and Kathy Black. Yes?
I think so. I think this was really a moment that a lot of people thought the mayor might step back and say, how have we done over these past 8 years? I'm looking for your input. This is a man who might not be inclined to do that, as many people know. But I think some people expected that, not just these fringe groups of parents and teachers who have turned this into a political cause, but maybe sort of mainstream folks in the school system who thought, you know, after so much controversy and so much change over the past 8 years, this might be a moment where the mayor might actually listen and take in input. He says he's done that. He won't say with who, but, you know, it was obviously a very closed process.
Luis in Manhattan, you're on the other side from the previous callers, right?
Yes, I've heard, and I'm one of these people that supports the mayor. Mayor Bloomberg's bourgeois entitlement notwithstanding, it is professional and certified educators that allow the school system to decline to the point where we need to go elsewhere for solutions.
Thank you very much. And are you hearing that? Is that what the mayor is going to say to the state education commissioner, Javier? Do we have any way to know? Because Luis also speaks for a lot of people. He says it's the professional educator class. Although, of course, that's going to make teachers' blood boil, you know, and probably translated as the professional union class. But he probably also means bureaucrats over the years. pre-Joel Klein, all these chancellors who did come up through education and failed to turn the schools around in the ways, to whatever extent, Bloomberg and Klein have done so. Is that what Mayor Bloomberg is going to argue to David Steiner in Albany?
I think he will. I was talking with Michelle Rhee last night, the former D.C. schools chancellor, and she was making the argument that, you know, we've seen army generals in these positions, we've seen corporate CEOs, we've seen all sorts of outsiders, and they've proved to be successful in the way that they bring a disruptive force to school systems that have obviously for decades been sort of mired in various rules and regulations. So I think the mayor does have a case in that Joel Klein was an outsider who had perhaps a little bit more education experience, but not a whole lot more than Kathy Black, and he shook up the system. He can claim some successes in terms of scores, although exactly how drastic the changes were is still I think open for debate. But he'll make the case that Joel Klein was a transformative figure, and Kathy Black can be a transformative figure as well.
Well, we will see what happens. Revulsion against standardized testing and uncertainty as to who would be the policy person under Kathy Black. All of this plays into it, too. Later in the week, we're going to do a separate segment about how it's increasingly common in business for managers to be hired across fields to manage companies whose content and products they don't know, but succeed because they're good managers or not. So we will see how this plays in the business world when people are hired across fields like that at the top. But Javier Hernandez, New York Times correspondent, wrote up in yesterday's paper the point-by-point comparison of the arguments that Mayor Bloomberg made in 2002 for Joel Klein's waiver and how they may backfire or make it harder for him to argue that Kathy Black should be granted a waiver today. Thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And again, if you want to read Joyce Pernick's blog about, or blog post, I should say, on our website about this appointment, Pernick, the Bloomberg biographer, you can check it out at our politics website. It's afreecountry.org. And stay with us.